Democrat Roy Cooper required ID for campaign event but opposes Save America Act. By Hannah Knudsen on May 15, 2026. Democrat Roy Cooper, the former governor of North Carolina who is now running for Senate, required attendees at one of his latest events to show an ID prior to entering. Yet he opposes the Save America Act, which would require ID to vote in federal elections. The requirements for entry into his campaign event were laid out in the instructions for his Make Stuff Cost Less event, which took place on Thursday, May 14. Under checkout instructions for the event, it states, emphasis added, upon arrival to the event site, make your way to the check-in table outside of the building. Please be ready to show ID that matches our RSVP list in these arrival instructions, printed or on your phone. They appear to have no concern for those who may not have an ID, let alone a phone or access to a printer prior to the event. It serves as a great irony, given that these are the arguments Democrats typically make when fighting against basic voter ID laws. While Cooper requires this for his own event, he is among those who oppose the Save America Act, telling a group of voters that lawmakers do not need to create more barriers for voting or make it harder for people to vote. It should come as no surprise that as Governor Cooper vetoed legislation to implement voter ID, which was backed by a statewide referendum. At the time, he used similar rhetoric, claiming that the legislation puts up barriers to voting that will trap honest voters in confusion and discourage them with new rules, some of which haven't even been written yet. He also called the bill sinister, designed to suppress the rights of minority, poor and elderly voters. The cost of disenfranchising those voters or any citizens is too high, and the risk of taking away the fundamental right to vote is too great for this law to take effect, he added. Breitbart News reached out to Cooper's team, asking for clarification on the matter. Requiring ID for his events but opposing such efforts for voting in elections, but we have not received a response. Cooper has also been under fire for the results of his soft-on-crime policies during his time as governor, resulting in the release of thousands of criminals, many of whom went on to commit horrific crimes. In response to legal challenges from the ACLU and the NAACP, Cooper's administration released roughly 3,500 criminals back onto the streets. Hundreds have gone on to reoffend, and 18 of those released have since been charged with murder. And I think as the voters of North Carolina continue to hear more about the victims that he created by releasing these people from prison, that's going to be a real problem, Cooper challenger Michael Whatley told Breitbart News Daily. You know, the number one function of any government is to protect its citizens, and Roy Cooper was an abject failure at that.